It's so evident we're not home yet. Just kind of that flood of just overwhelming bad news to watch the news in any regard. And Jason Cann's on the line for best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning on a Monday, the 9th of August.
Good morning. Yeah, hearing that song trailing out before you even said anything, I thought, boy, that is so true. We are not home yet. So.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, let me begin. First of all, some pet transitioning in your house over the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of a big swing in our house. So people who may not know about us is that we are a big animal people. And, it's kind of the Cann Zoo. And we had a couple of guinea pigs that we've had for, oh boy, I don't know, 7 years, I think, which is really old for guinea pigs. And one of them had a golf ball sized tumor on his throat that we just found last week, and the other one was skin and skeleton. And so we ended up having those put down this weekend, which was a hard transition for us. But we had also been planning to get a boxer puppy. This would be our fifth boxer, which is my favorite dog breed.
You did kind of run through the previous four. So
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So Corbin was a dog that Heather and I got when we lived in Oostburg, and he was my favorite dog I've ever owned. He was the best thing. And so we picked up this little puppy. He's 8 weeks old, and he's adorable and clings to Tessa pretty much, which is great, is kind of what we were hoping for.
She had a smile on her face with that dog. I'm like, wow, that was the biggest smile I think I've seen her have.
Yeah. I think initially when he came home, she was like, oh, he's not going to like me. But he just loves laying with her, playing with her. And that, again, that's precisely what we were hoping for.
Yeah.
So
that's fantastic.
Big transition. So,
at the same time, you can't turn on, and it's just kind of overwhelming news, political. I mean, just, and then the disagreements that are existing even within the body of Christ, and I guess everybody is convinced that they're right. And so I don't know, for me, I got thinking about Mental Health Monday here, and I thought, without believing in that a personal infinite God loves me unconditionally and that his son died for my sins, I think I really would. That's like my foundation for sanity. Now, the struggle is the things that happen in this fallen world, you know, through one way or another, through other people or nature, whatever it might be, that really tests that belief of, you know, that loving God, right?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I think it feels very hopeless to me to not think about being loved by God, cared for by God through the struggles and the trials. And Ian and I were just talking about some of the nihilistic philosophers yesterday, and just how hopeless they would be, and how hopeless they were. For me, I'm grateful for Jesus.
So I love it when we can get some of these stories behind the songs. And there's one I want to play, Lincoln Brewster, the story behind his song, Who Am I? I want to get some comments from you before we hear it this morning as the best 5 minutes bridges over into that. So give this a listen.
There's a cool scripture, Psalm 8, verse 4 through 8 says, what is man that you are mindful of him? And this has always hit me in an interesting way, that God in all of his infinite bigness would see us in our infinite smallness. And I don't know about you, but many times I am so in touch with my imperfections and my failings and my shortcomings that it's hard for me to grasp the idea of how God could love me the way that he does. And really this song is about asking that question, who am I that you would think of me among a million stars? But also embracing the truth that in spite of God being the creator of the universe, that he sees me as if I was the only person that ever existed, that he loves me without condition, And the beauty of that is there's nothing I can do about it. And that I've never been forgotten or unwanted. And that I have confidence that I am truly loved by God. And so it's a great thing to think about, that we are accepted for who we are, where we're at, by the creator of the universe. And even though we don't deserve it, he chooses to love us anyway. So I hope you're blessed by this. Again, that's the song story behind
it. Well, we've got the song coming up, Jason Kanz. But isn't that great from Lincoln Brewster? I just love that.
Yeah, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been forgotten or unwanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, that's power.
So I feel like that's what WWIB for almost half a century, that's what we're about. I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, to win and build, but to continually be reminding people that you are the beloved, right? And so,
absolutely.
And for us to be embracing that as we look to pass that along. So there's a reminder for you. And again, that's kind of a foundation for mental health, I think, for us. So, all right, friend, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. That's Jason Kanz. They got the new boxer there in the Kanz Zoo. And in the meantime, here's this song from Lincoln Brewster. Who am I? WWIB, 67 degrees. Good morning.
I gave you my imperfections. You gave me all your affection. The kiss of heaven on my heart. You let me know that you love me. And in between us is nothing. You ran to me.
Giving birth, I guess, could be described as mission impossible sometimes. And for our friend Drew Frelick in the great state of Michigan, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine. And Susan is back.
Hey, Drew.
She has arrived.
Hey, Susan. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Fresh back from her daughter's wonderful wedding on Friday.
Yeah.
And we will get to that this morning.
Oh, but don't need to. But
right now, Drew is good to see you, by the way.
Thanks.
And you looked wonderful at the wedding.
Oh, thanks.
Yes,
let's talk more about that later.
Let's talk about Drew, though. Drew, tell us the story here as we await the arrival of the latest Frelick.
Well, we're, you know, we're still waiting here. The due date was, I don't know, 5 days, 6 days ago,
okay.
And we've tried everything. Walking, spicy food, you know, my wife, she got this, like, one of her friends was like, oh, you have to try this this Mexican blanket called a rebozo, you know?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if people are familiar with this.
Uh-uh.
I can't describe it to you on air, but you have to look it up on YouTube. Rebozo, just YouTube rebozo sifting. It's basically this exercise that transfers all the pain and discomfort the woman is feeling into the man's lower back.
Oh, no.
And it feels very good for them, but it's like, it's so painful. You'll have to look it up online.
Aww.
It's so painful. So she was doing that, and she was like, this feels great. And I was like, you know, it was like I was in labor. I was like, don't talk. Not right now.
So all I can tell you is that with the fourth of our children, the wonderful Elena, who was at the wedding with me on Friday, Peggy did the day before she gave birth to Elena. She did follow this recommendation of castor oil. I'm looking it up. It's castor with an O. C-A-S-T-O-R, castor oil. And I'm looking at it right now. It says using castor oil to induce labor. And they say castor oil was routinely prescribed by many doctors and midwives to induce labor. The theory of labor induction with castor oil is that it acts as a stimulant to the bowels, which irritates the uterus and causes contractions. The recommendation is not as common as it once was because of lack of evidence for its efficacy. All I can tell you is she did it midday on a Friday. She gave birth at 12:30 in the morning the following day.
Wow.
But this was prescribed by doctors in like the 1700s, right?
I mean, I'm saying
along with leeches and bloodletting.
You're looking for all other things, and someone close to me did it, so I'm just saying.
But Mark,
I mean, doesn't it make
it tastes
grow
horrible.
Up and...
And you're playing the Mission Impossible theme while we're talking about this, so come on.
Right.
But Drew, I was praying for you guys this morning, and I thought, you know, your little family that you have with your son and your wife and you, each day, as hard as it is to imagine, it's just a gift of your little family as it once was, because it will change forever.
Uh-huh.
And you'll say, I can't believe we never had this baby. Like, this baby seems so natural and great, and it was always here. But honestly, these are precious days. And I feel for your wife because she just is ready. But in God's time, sorry to Jesus juke you now, but in God's time, it'll happen.
Good.
And we'll keep praying for you, bro.
I appreciate it. Pray that she loses the rebozo, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I have two more things, and I don't know what order to do them in. So let me start off with this. The unpleasant side effects if you do choose to go with the castor oil, and full disclosure.
Oh, my goodness.
the possibility of dehydration, stomach cramps, and diarrhea. So be aware of that. Be aware of that from Mark.
Like,
I'm not
notes.
A doctor.
Where's
and
that rebozo, he'll say.
And then the other thing is that, like, my mom was 2 weeks late with me in 1964,
aww.
So it's no way it's going to get to that, Drew. No way.
But if it does, you'll have a wonderful child.
I can tell you this, though. Probably the child will be tardy her whole life. So that's just kind of the way.
Okay.
For those of us who are born late,
mother,
it's just like we just continue that pattern. So, all right, good to talk to you. And hopefully next week it will be with the child having arrived. Let us know, okay?
We will keep you updated.
Very good. Thank you.
God bless you, buddy.
All right. Good. Welcome back to Susan. We missed you last
week.
So
I didn't even know I needed last week off until I was crying Sunday night. And I'm like, I think I have to call my boss.
There we go. Susan, your daughter got married.
Yeah,
so.
It's weekend recap. I no longer have a Kat Jacoby in my life. I have a Catherine Morgan. weekend. Weekend highlight, of course, was the wedding on Friday at the Enchanted Barn. It was very warm, but it's, I don't know, it's the first kid I had to get married, and it's very humbling to see all the people that show up just to celebrate. So I feel very grateful. And Mike Rambo was there. He's a good friend. And so he played Irish tunes.
Yes.
I forgot the friend that he played it with. But anyway, there's nothing like live music. So hate to go right to the parking lot picnic. But honestly, I'm excited to see him Thursday again.
And hopefully he has his voice back.
He will. He will. He's in good voice already. So yeah, that live music, there's nothing like it. So it was a good weekend for us.
Well, that was a highlight for us as well, as Elena and I were able to be at the wedding and at the reception. And so it was great to be there. And then, and so congratulations to Kat and Zach. We wish them the very best. And then also was at an Eau Claire Express game, the regular season finale.
Nice.
Yesterday with Dawson. And so it was great. And he's like, when's the last time you were here? I'm like, well, not last year because they didn't have a season.
Right.
And this was the only game this year. But I was reminded by how fun their games are, not only on the field, and the Express lost 10-3 to Waterloo, but the between-inning games, like every half inning. I mean, they're so creative and so fun. And so I encourage folks, be planning for next year and bring your family. It's a lot of fun. The kids can get in that field and win some prizes.
Speaking of family, I put 900 miles on the faithful minivan over Friday through Sunday.
You win.
And so, yeah, a lot of time in the kids with the car, but got to get together with some of my siblings and my grandparents down in southwestern Iowa, and that's just always a wonderful time. Just there are so many great memories from Grandpa and Grandma's house too, and I think I've discovered recently you never know if when's the last time you see them going to be. You just never know that. And
that's
so
true.
It was just a lot of time spent with them, just chatting. I never understood it as a kid. It's like, well, let's just sit down and visit. It was as a kid. Yeah, it was always like, we got to do something.
Boring.
There's got to be activities. But now I
now
like
it's
you know
fun
as they say,
visit.
just sitting down and visiting with my grandparents, and sometimes you hear stories that you've never heard before too, and just love seeing again in retirement and with some health challenges and things like that how my grandpa serves and serves my grandma. Is just an incredible testament to the patriarch of our family, his spiritual leadership, the way he models the way Christ serves his church, the way he serves my grandma. She hasn't been in nearly as good a health recently, too. So a lot to digest and think on for me and my care and love for my wife and my family as well.
Sounds like, awesome you were able to get away.
Yeah, and it sounds like it really encouraged you. So that's good.
Is it make us laugh Monday? Susan's already laughing.
Yeah. We love her laughter. We missed it last week.
Well, you guys are super funny. I have kind of an edgy joke. I'm going to do that one first. And so a burglar broke into our house last night, but I didn't shoot him. I have a laser pointer, so I just put the red dot on his forehead, and our three cats did the rest.
Oh,
speaking
man.
Of that, what do you call a typo on a headstone?
I don't know.
A grave mistake.
That's good.
In high school, my friends and I started a musical group called Duvet. We were mostly a cover band.
I get it. What do you call a nervous javelin thrower?
What?
Shakespeare.
Yeah. You guys, with my wife away, I've had some extra time to think, and I'm wondering if a police officer pulls over a U-Haul, is he busting a move?
Yes, he is.
In honor of school supplies, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Broken pencil.
Broken pencil who?
Never mind, it's pointless.
Do you know that telegraph operators once complained to Morse how some of his codes were confusing and need to be revised? But he had no remorse.
Ah.
Wah, wah.
I'm closing with this one here. Now, don't ask me why, but just for kicks, over the weekend, I relabeled all the jars in Peggy's spice rack.
Oh.
I'm not in trouble yet, but the time is coming.
Oh, one final on a Make Us Laugh Monday on the Wib Wake Up Show. A middle-aged magician failed to pull a rabbit out of a hat. However, he did manage to pull a hair out of his nose.
Oh.
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, for what it's worth, which wasn't much, 715-396-1670. We did our best. Let's see you show us up. music so much, we've got to have it one more time. John Williams.
But the good news is, the Winter Olympics is like less than 6 months from now. And then
we don't do as well at that
the
one.
The Summer Olympics is only in 3 years, not four.
I know. So, yeah, hopefully some of these great Wisconsin athletes are going to be going back for even more hardware.
That's right.
So the Tokyo Olympics done.
Mm-hmm.
But, and the medalists are returning to their countries. They're finding that there are some additional perks of being a medalist. So they'll be cashing in on some interesting perks after securing their place on the podium. Like in Hong Kong, Edgar Chung won a gold medal for individual foil fencing this year. And his country promised him he'd never have to pay for another subway ride again. Chung will have he'll have free transportation on the subway for life. Hmm. Wow.
Well, in the Philippines,
Hidilyn
Diaz won gold in women's weightlifting in the 55-kilogram category, and she'll now fly for free on Air Asia Philippines and Philippine Airlines. Diaz will also receive a free condominium back home to enjoy after all those free trips.
That's pretty sweet.
That's so great.
This calls to mind, though, Giannis, after winning the title, he goes to Chick-fil-A the next day, and he wonders if he gets Chick-fil-A for life. And both Culver's and Quick Trip are both like, you can go here for life.
And Chick-fil-A is like, you win one more, you get Chick-fil-A for life.
Chick-fil-A says,
they're just saying, I'll game even more. How about, again, perks Olympic medalists have gotten here on the WIB Wake-Up Show, WWIB, when 26-year-old Mirabai Chanu won India's first Olympic gold of the 2020 Games, Domino's India offered her free pizza for life. Ms. Chanu was also offered free movie theater tickets for life.
Wow. Now,
fantastic.
Okay, now I'm getting interested in becoming a medalist at this point. I just have to find my event. And finally, on the WIB Wake Up Show, for South Korea, a gold medal is enough service to your country for one lifetime. Enrollment for military service is mandatory for men from 18 to 28, and all men must complete at least 18 months of service. But when the South Korean men win Olympic gold medals, they typically forego military duty. So there you go. Don't have to go in the military. Not forced.
A lot of perks. A lot of perks. And I think probably a lot of parades for some of our U.S. Olympians as well, too, as they took home the most golds and the most medals of any country.
I'm holding in my hands a party favor that was on the table at the wonderful wedding at the Enchanted Barn this past Friday. Kat and Zach Morgan.
Right.
And really, the roots of this goes back to Caleb. And
yes.
You might go, okay, how is that? How is Caleb a wedding trendsetter? Here's the deal. For my birthday in June, Caleb was thoughtful and had given me not one but two bags of trail mix.
Delicious.
One of them was a breakfast trail mix. I'm like, you turned me on to something. This is really, I'd had breakfast trail mix before.
And then you gave me some.
Yes.
And it was the most delicious thing I've ever eaten. Cranberries, almonds, little bits of granola, white chocolate.
Yogurt-covered cranberries. So then what did you do with it? You ran with this.
Well, Zach loves trail mix of any kind. He's
a good man.
Yeah.
He
likes the energy. And then when he tasted this, he and Kat thought, oh, my goodness. This is what we need to give people at the wedding is little bags of trail mix.
Yes.
And so there's a sticker that says Kat and Zach, the perfect mix.
I know.
Wah, so cute.
I'm looking at it. This is fantastic. So, again,
this is all you, Caleb.
Yes, Dreams by Caleb is my new wedding planning company that has just been started. So if you'd like to book my services.
10% of profits goes to get backpacks for kids for school.
There you go.
Wedding consultant. Wow.
I love it. I love it. And glad that they enjoyed it. It looks fantastic.
It's delicious. I mean, cranberries and almonds and white chocolate. It's just so good.
What could be better than that?
I don't know. I guess true love. But at this point, I'm happy with the trail mix.
It tastes like true love.
It tastes like
true
love.
There we go. That's a great line.
Man, your business is going to take off.
The opening product of the company.